So here's the million-dollar question. How are men like us who work hard, have good motives, and a God-given purpose supposed to fulfill the calling on our lives and the dreams in our hearts, all while establishing sexual integrity, thriving relationships, and a meaningful connection with God? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Sathya Sam. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. What is up, my man? It's Sathya Sam here. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And look, I just hit 8 years of freedom. February is kind of my freedom month. And that's when I had my last relapse back in 2016. So I know February has passed, but forget it. You know, I wanted to share with you guys eight things that I've learned in now 8+ years of freedom. I'm excited to dive into all that. Now, before I do, really quickly, if you are in recovery or maybe you're looking to get into recovery and you're looking for a framework, you know, this podcast is actually the result of a coaching practice that is successfully helping guys quit pornography all the time. And we took our system and our methods and we put it into a book called The Last Relapse. And so if you're interested in having your last relapse as well, there's a free copy of it available to you at the last relapsebook.com. You just have to type that in, go get your copy, send me your email so I know where I need to send it to, and boom, it'll be in your inbox. And I'm telling you, we get emails every single week, still to this day. That book has almost been out for almost 2 years. And we still regularly get emails with people thanking us for the content, sharing how their lives have been changed by it. And it also comes with a free workbook. So there's literally no charge here. Thelastrelapsebook.com. You can get started today. And I know you're going to get value from it. Now let's jump into our content. My last relapse was in February 2018 after being addicted for 15 years. And in the last 5 years of my addiction, you know, I prayed two things. One is, God, whoever my future wife is, keep her from me until I'm ready. You know, until you think I'm ready. Not until I think I'm ready, until you think I'm ready. And number two is, if you set me free, if you help me figure this out, then I will help as many other men as possible figure this out as well. And I had no idea that that second prayer would lead to, you know, hundreds of thousands of downloads on a podcast, you know, I mean, tens of thousands of readers of our newsletter every month. And now, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers online. It's wild to see how things have grown and where they've gone. And the one thing that I always try to remind myself of is how hard it was to get here. You know, the last 8 years of freedom have been way easier than the 8 years prior to that. You know, the fumbling around, the trying different solutions, the quick fixes and the gimmicks and the little stupid hacks that I thought would work. You know, those days were agonizing. And when I did finally get more to the roots and figure out how to actually get to the causal elements, still very painful and very arduous, but much more fruitful. And I was sort of reflecting, you know, because I think what's required to obtain freedom is different than what's required to sustain it. And if I look back on the last 8 years, I could tell you, like, here's some of the things I've done that have allowed me to stay free. But that's not what this is about. This is actually about how to get free. And so I really had to kind of dig further into the archives. And I was actually even just looking at photos of myself in those earlier seasons, because photos have this way of sort of transcending time, and you can get back into a moment or a season of your life just by looking at a photo. And so I was trying to do that, you know, and I was trying to remember what were some of the things that really helped me get things going. And on the flip side, you know, which of these things have actually lasted into my times of freedom? Because there's some things I needed to do when I was in recovery that I don't need to do anymore. And I could share those things with you, and I have shared those things with you guys on the podcast. But what I want to share with you today are the sort of eight things that I can say, you know what, this mattered when I was in recovery, and it's mattered while I'm in freedom as well, on the preventative side. But also, like, the goal is not just to get free so you can say, woohoo, I quit porn. The goal is to get free so that you can live your life and maximize your potential and, you know, take risks that you didn't take before and become the person God made you to be. And these eight things are going to help you do that as well. So wherever you fall on the spectrum of recovery, there's something relevant here for you today. And without further ado, let's jump in. Number one, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, and you'll hear this all the time from me, consistency is king. And the things that I'm consistent in now are different than the things I was consistent in when I was in recovery. But building that muscle of being consistent is useful nonetheless. Doesn't matter what the season is. Number two, you can't do it alone. My goodness, if there's one thing that I would tell young Sathya early in recovery, even halfway through recovery, and even late in recovery, Sathya, you can't freaking do this alone. Nobody's impressed by your look at these great results I did on my own. That's a myth. People achieve better when they work together. And so for me, involving friends, pastors, mentors, leaders, eventually, you know, paying to be part of a program, I did it all, and I found that to be way more fruitful than anything I could have done on my own. Number three is trust the process. Now, this one comes with a little bit of a caveat. So trust the process, but the question, of course, is what process? What are we talking about? Because, you know, you can't just be aimless and unintentional and expect to quit pornography. It doesn't work that way. So when I say trust the process, what I'm talking about is finding a system that you trust and then trusting it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I have paid for a lot of coaches over the years. I've spent over $100,000 working with coaches and consultants and trying to better my business, trying to better my family, trying to better my physical health, and the list goes on and on. I can tell you straight up that when I have worked with someone where I don't fully trust them, I don't get the same kind of results. But when I am convinced this system is for me, this person's got something, I need it, that's when I get the best results. And that's when I get results the most quickly. So trust the process, but make sure it's a process you trust. And what I mean by that is once you found the process that you trust, you got to go all in. Okay. And I don't mean that, like, you know, you take every single word they say as if it were the Bible. What I mean is you got to give it a fair shot. And we've seen that in our own practice. You know, when guys really are convinced that our program is the way for them to move forward, man, they just take off like a rocket ship. And it's not to say that there aren't difficulties along the way. It's not all daisies and roses. The point is that they trust it enough that despite the bumps in the road, they're still willing to move forward. And that's why you need to trust the process. Number four, and I wish somebody would have told me this a long time ago, God is on your side. Crazy. You know, who would have thought God is excited about you getting free just as much as you are? And it took me a long time to believe that, you know, and then I kept reading scriptures and I kept seeing, oh, actually, yeah, you know what? God's not condemning me for living unrighteously. Actually, it's the opposite. God is saying, hey, I see your unrighteousness and I see you falling short and I see you struggling. I've made a better way for you. You know, I've called you to better things. Let's move in that direction. God is on your side, more excited about your freedom than you are. Number five is that fixed plans fail. And this is a lesson that Sathya is still learning. I'll tell you, even to this day, even just recently, I really got confronted with how attached I get to a plan. And I think the best plans are flexible in nature. And it doesn't mean that you don't have a framework or a sort of backbone that architects the main components, but you always want to have a degree of malleability in your plans. And we've seen guys come into our program and they're just way too rigid. And I've seen myself be way too rigid. I think about even just being a father now and, you know, learning how to raise a newborn. And, you know, they're so unpredictable and there's a lot of things that change sort of on a whim. It's very important that you have that flexibility built in. And so if you're looking to get free and you're looking to stay free, you want to make sure you always reserve a degree of flexibility in your approach to plans. If you become too fixed, too rigid, you're not going to make necessary tweaks that lead to the greatest outcomes. Number six is your surroundings matter. Okay. And in recovery, this is true on sort of the more granular side of things, of like the room you're in and where do you spend your time and where are you using your devices and is it dark and can nobody see what you're looking at or is it up and out in a little bit more open area? You know, those kinds of surroundings. But what I'm discovering is the social component of this conversation is very important. The people that you surround yourself with matters immensely. And that's why, you know, again, to our the second point is if you're doing this thing alone, you don't have the people around you to encourage you, to inspire you, to give you wisdom and guidance. And we know the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, it's connection. And so we know that your surroundings matter. Make sure you're surrounded with people who are pursuing recovery fearlessly. And I think that's everything for that one. Number seven is that momentum matters most. So your surroundings matter, but momentum matters most. And I'm amazed at how many guys actually self-sabotage their own recovery efforts because they stop doing the things that got the momentum in the first place. So, you know, they start journaling. They're like, wow, journaling's amazing. This is like the best thing ever, you know? And then after a month, they're like, you know, journaling, it's whatever. Because the novelty's worn off, but it's still working. But then, you know, somebody talks about internet filters and they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, you know, I need an internet filter. And so they're like, well, I probably don't need to journal as much anymore. I got the internet filter. And they end up completely destroying their success. So what I want to tell you is that momentum matters most. Momentum matters most. And if you have something that is working, if you have something that is pushing things forward, protect that thing at all costs. Whatever you do, do not give up on it. Make sure it is the centerpiece as long as it's providing you momentum, because I'll tell you, many a recovery effort have been forfeited, surrendered, and decimated because the man failed to protect the momentum. So make sure you do that. And the last thing, stay hopeful always. Okay, very, very important. You know, expose yourself to stories of recovery. Make sure that you're listening to people who have recovered like myself, because you need to be reminded that it's possible, that it's possible. And if all you hear are failure stories and this didn't work for me and that didn't work for me and, oh, I tried to quit it, I couldn't figure it out. If those are the things you're hearing for, it's going to squash your hope and it's going to leave you in this place where you're wondering, I don't know if I can do it or not. But if you stay hopeful and if you are constantly inundated with stories of recovery and reminders that this is possible, your brain will naturally start to, you know, pursue, push ahead and aim towards that goal. That is what I want for all of you listening to this. And so I pray that my 8 years of freedom has helped you learn something along the way. And I pray that it propels you not only to a place of freedom, but to many, many more years. I hope you guys go way longer than 8 years of freedom. Freedom that lasts, freedom that improves your marriages, freedom that allows you to step into all that God's placed on your life, freedom that leads to a better life. So that's everything for today. Love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Hey everybody, it's Thea again. Thanks for listening to Unleash the Man Within. I wanted to take a quick moment to let you know about a free ebook that I wrote for you called The Ultimate Guide to Porn Recovery. It provides a basic framework for the recovery process and a few of my top tips completely free of charge. You can get it now at www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. That's www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. Now, if you've been impacted by the podcast and you want to show some support in less than 60 seconds, there are three ways you can do that. First, you can leave a rating or review on your podcast platform. This lets people like you know that the content here is valuable. Secondly, you can share this episode with someone in your life that might benefit from the content. If you're passionate about helping other people experience freedom and success in their lives, this is one of the easiest ways to do that. And lastly, you can subscribe. I personally only listen to the podcast that I subscribe to. If you're seeking daily encouragement, guidance, and insight in your recovery journey, I highly recommend subscribing to Unleash the Man Within. Thanks for listening. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon.
The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast by Sathya Sam and his guests are for general information only and should not be considered medical, clinical, or any other form of professional advice. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.